Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora.
How are you?
I'm really, really good, eh? It's been a good week.
You're looking extremely summery, and not just because you were wearing a scrumpy satchel.
I really thought that's where you were going with that, that Sam's looking summery because of the scrumpy satchel.
This does add to it. This could also hold a bottle of wine, so, like, I'm set.
I think it's intended to hold a bottle of scrumpy.
Well, yeah, I will do that. I do that quite often. But.
What is going on in TV? What are we talking about this morning?
So, this is a show that came out in 2019. And actually netted Kirsten Dunst a Golden Globe, which is huge for her.
Yeah.
Because Kirsten Dunst, I guess everyone kind of knows who she is, can recognize her face, but she hasn't been in a lot recently.
Spider-Man she was in, wasn't
yes,
she?
Yes, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
She was ginger.
That's the only thing I can think of that she was in.
I was
right
actually going to do this review and I was like thinking in my brain, like, what's Kirsten Dunst been in? But
what
I couldn't remember anything.
Spider-Man.
And so, you know, it's kind of that thing where actresses get a little bit older and they stop getting roles because Hollywood is a machine and a sexist and all that. But this got her a Golden Globe. The show is called On Becoming a God in Central Florida, and it just came to TVNZ On Demand this week.
Cool.
Even though the show came out in 2019, but they've obviously got the rights later on, and we can now finally watch it in New Zealand. And this show is good.
Ooh, nice.
I can see why she got the Golden Globe, because she absolutely chews scenery. She plays a woman. Let me just make sure I remember her name.
Did you say choose scenery?
She chews it up.
Chews it up.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, see,
I've not heard that before, but I'm into it.
Yeah?
It's good.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Cool. Perfect. She plays Crystal Stubbs, the wife of Travis Stubbs, who is a man who has fallen into a pyramid scheme, basically.
Oh, no.
Called FAM. And it's one of those pyramid schemes where you buy lots of products and try and get people in your downline to then sell the products, and then they've got people in their downline, and the only people that make money from it are the people at the very top.
Yeah.
No good.
Culty vibes to it.
Very culty vibes. And it's set in the 90s in, you guessed it, Central Florida. and she has like an amazing Floridian accent. And she's got braces and wears these tacky 90s clothes. She's a daughter named Destiny, spelled with three E's.
Nice.
And it's just like this campy fun thing. But it's also a very, very dark comedy.
Okay.
Like it kind of delves into this culty thing in a way that's very, very like fantastical and unreal, but I'm quite gripped by it. Like,
yeah.
And as she gets deeper and deeper into it, because she's not a fan of it. She hates it. She never was. Her husband is the one that's all about it and listens to these motivational tapes and thinks he's going to become a millionaire and stuff. And she kind of realizes that he's been spending all their money and taking up mortgages to buy these products. And she realizes just how deep he's in it, because those kind of pyramid schemes, those boss babes and those, you know, all that stuff that's now resurfacing, that's all about basically like giving people a false sense that this is the thing that's going to solve all their problems.
Got you.
Like preying on the weak, preying on the disillusioned.
It's kind of like loan sharks.
Yeah, definitely.
It's starting to feel like it's one of those TV shows that has a slightly different resonance in 2020 as well, with the whole kind of conspiracy theories resurgence and hectic energy going on.
Just people believing what they're told at face value and using it to like hide from their own problems, and then but creating more problems in themselves or for other people just by doing that. And like, it does really do an effective job of showing Kirsten Dunst as this very fierce, very capable woman who is always looked at like she's not good at anything, or like looked at like she's stupid, and she uses that to her advantage to get further and further into this company, to kind of at some point she wants to just like make money off of it and like keep her daughter and her safe, and at some point she wants to like bring it all down and like make
it
all better.
Yeah.
So like it does play this really cool thing where she is just this broke woman who in some instances really just wants to like solve everything and get everyone out of this terrible, terrible thing. And at some point she's like, I just need to survive and like make some money, so I will get involved in this. And she plays like both sides of that very well. And she just has some like amazing lines. Like at one point, and this might be a bit, if you've got kids listening, maybe don't listen. But at one point her husband says, the reason why I can't get it up in the bedroom is because I'm working so hard. You should be begging me to not do that. And she's like, I don't beg. And I was like, okay, Kirsten, get it.
Like, so there's kind of like some interesting gender politics going on as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it just plays in such a fun way and such a kooky way, because as you get further and further through the show, I'm on episode 7 now, it just gets more and more into this cult thing, and you just get to like see it in a really fun way. And we all love watching cults. That's why I like those documentaries on Netflix like do so well, because we just like to
fascinated
know.
By them.
Yeah, and like repulsed, but also like, could this happen to me?
Yeah.
Like, could I fall into this?
I think that's the scary thing about something like that.
I'm like, could this happen to me?
I don't think that. I think one day I might lead a cult accidentally. Oh.
There's two types of people in the world.
Yeah. There's Sam's and there's Tessa's. But yeah, so the show, it's kind of, it's losing its steam now in episode 6, so I'm not sure exactly if it's going to finish on a high, and I don't think it was renewed for 2 seasons. So that is a bit of a disappointment, because it did come out in 2019, so we can kind of see where it went to.
Yeah.
But I am enjoying it, and I am kind of fascinated by it, and I'm fascinated to see Kirsten Dunst back on our screens.
Yeah, I have always loved
Someone
Kirsten Dunst.
Someone texted in and said she was in Fargo 2.
Nice.
Like Fargo 2?
The second Fargo?
Or
I
Fargo
have,
also?
Have no more information than
that. Is it the number 2 or is it 200?
Oh, the number 2.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. The number 2.
Oh, yeah, okay, I get it. Yeah, and I mean, I really like it. Like, she just has this, like, ability to just... like make you fall in love with her.
Yeah,
she just has that face, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Like, she's flashing like pageantry smiles at the camera and you're like, oh, I just get it.
She is really good at that, and I think she knows how to play that role as well, of like somebody who knows more than she's letting on very, very well. I'm keen to watch this. I feel like I could be very into this.
Yeah, and I mean, TVNZ on demand is so easy to watch now that you just like have to get into it, you know. Watch one episode of Taskmaster, then you go back to your own Golden Central Florida. Yeah, I've actually been watching so much Taskmaster, I'm sorry.
Never apologise for that. What is the name of the show again, though, for people who missed the start?
Okay, so it's called On Becoming a God in Central Florida. So any amalgamation of those words you type into Google, you'll find it. But On Becoming a God in Central Florida, and on TVNZ on demand.
Excellent.
The whole season ready to stream right now.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Sam. Have a lovely weekend.
Hey, no worries. I will. I'm going to Waiheke.
Ooh, nice. See you soon.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.